The case the court ruled on involved two inmates who claimed they were denied access to religious texts and ceremonial items. The ruling in the inmates' favor cites a federal law that requires all state prisons to make accommodation for religious practice as long as it doesn't compromise prison security. Madison attorney David Lasker just forced the Wisconsin prison system to allow a Muslim woman to wear a headscarf while visiting her inmate husband. He says the national ruling tips the balance in favor of inmate rights.
This just clarifies the importance of the right of the prisoner, thereby, I think, putting a greater burden on the institution to show that it's got a bona fide security problem.
But Department of Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says Wisconsin has already been following the federal law and doing a good job of balancing inmates' rights with the need to maintain discipline and security in the prisons.
I think overall it's a reaffirmation of what we're doing in Wisconsin. I don't anticipate that it will have a major effect.
Frank says he'd like to see more inmates involved in religious practice because it can help prepare them for leading a law-abiding life when they're released. This month, the department made two changes in policy regarding religion that favor inmates' rights. In addition to allowing Muslim headscarves, it also clarified a new rule that bans the use of foreign language in prison. That rule temporarily blocked Muslim services in Arabic, Spanish language Bible study, and Native American sweat lodge ceremonies that include chanting in tribal languages. But soon after the rule was implemented, prison officials made it clear it doesn't apply to religious services. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.